Hello and welcome to another edition of Hockey the Podcast with me, Derek Alberts, and of course, my partner in crime, Tyron Jabu-Barnard. We're recording the show on the back of having just watched an epic, epic tennis match. Novak Djokovic coming back from two sets down to defeat Stefanos Tsitsipas in the final and collect his 19th major in the process. So he's on course to secure the Grand Slam this year. Two to go, Wimbledon and then the US Open. And of course, if he wins in New York, he will then go on to break the record of the most majors won by a single person in men's tennis, because Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer both have 20. But we're not talking tennis. We are talking hockey. And I tell you what, it wasn't too long ago where we had a major announcement unfold on this very show. And we continue to remain in the big announcement business. Enough about me, enough from me. How you doing, Tyron Jabu-Barnard?
Yeah, Derek, greetings from a different province to you, which we don't often get to say. So, yeah, good evening to you. It was a superb tennis match, but as you say, we are here to talk about hockey and, again, have the opportunity to bring you some big news. Maybe no disrespect to this series, not quite as big as an Olympic squad announcement, but still very big all the same. And, you know, thank you to SA Hockey, to Marissa Lingeni for jumping on board with what this platform can offer, and to you, the listeners, for joining in and listening. And, you know, it's a project that we started 2 years ago, Derek. We're 80 episodes in, and yes, what a great joy it's been. And then, you know, we'll keep telling the stories as much as people want to hear them.
Yeah, it really has been a joy. I mean, when you came to me with this idea a little over 2 years ago, probably a little less actually, and I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's see how the first couple of episodes go. And I mean, it just went from strength to strength. It was well welcomed by not just the hockey community, but the sporting community. And it's amazing how they continue to fly. And we are privileged to be able to bring such announcements to the public. And I'm just thoroughly, what's the word? I'm honored by the fact that the hockey community at large will come to us, Ty, and say, listen, we want to get this out to the public, and we need your voices to do it.
Yeah, it's great, Derek, and it just shows that, you know, hockey is engaging with the fact that new media is a way to go. And we are absolutely privileged and honored to be in a position to share it. So why not? And why not use this opportunity to introduce this week's big news? And we have some guests that will talk to us about it. But yeah, Derek, this week, the SA hockey men that are heading off to Tokyo will be joining together for a camp in Potchefstroom at the wonderful Northwest University. They will be joined there by the South African under 21 men, who themselves are preparing for the Outdoor Africa Junior Cup. It's a World Cup qualifier. It's in Namibia in October. And of course, after that, should they be successful, one of the top two nations, they will head off to India for the Junior Hockey World Cup. Now, Malaysia were originally meant to come out to South Africa and play a test series. Malaysia, due to COVID, are not allowed to travel. In fact, to a point where they may not be going to the Olympic Games. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But yeah, very difficult with the European Championship having happened and finished today to get another nation here. And so South Africa will take on in a four-match series this week that will be live-streamed by Northwest University. The details will be on the press release, which will go out sometime tomorrow, being Monday. So Monday the 14th of June, you'll see all the information of where you can watch, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, you'll be listening to this at the same time. So you'll be like, but I've just read that. So don't worry about when. It'll be live-streamed. And of course, all of this is possible thanks to CTM. CTM have come on board as the sponsors of the series. They wanted to sponsor the South African-Malaysia series. Obviously, they've been great supporters of hockey in the country, being the backers of the Premier Hockey League. They were sponsors for both the men and women at various times as co-sponsors, as underlying sponsors, and as tournament sponsors. And it's really great to see them involved once again and still utilizing their interest in the game to make sure that something happens. And so this week we have four matches, South Africa men versus the SA under 21s.
Sensational. Oh, it's going to be big. Oh. And
yeah, that was a lot of words for me.
It was. I was going to say your intro, without a doubt, the longest we've ever had on the show. So that's a record. But the great news, Ty, is that it's not us speaking about this event all by our lonesome, because we brought on two fantastic guests on board.
Yeah, absolutely. We thought let's bring in the coach of the under 21 side. We have had him on the show before talking about his own career, but let's talk about the under 21s. And of course, he is a double agent this week because he will be going to Tokyo as one of Gareth Ewing's assistant coaches. So we have Sinclair Sigzintuli, who's here, and we also have the under 21 captain, Guy Morgan, who's here, a guy who has seen his tournament postponed, and postponed again due to the impact of COVID. So it's going to be exciting times to just get back on the turf together. Sigs, let's start with you. Welcome, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah, evening, guys. Derek, I agree with you. That's definitely the longest intro we've had from Ty. But he painted a fantastic story of what's coming up, I guess, for not just the senior team, but as well as our under 21 team. And an exciting couple of months coming up. More current, the upcoming week in Potchefstroom. So looking forward to it. But thanks for having us again on the show, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Six, talk us through what is going to happen with your under 21 side. When are you getting together? What are you looking to do this week? And, you know, obviously, what are the goals for the CTM Simunya Showdown?
Yeah, like I said, exciting week ahead. And as you said earlier, initially this series was meant to be our senior men's team playing against Malaysia. Our under 21 group, we had actually also in our schedule had a series literally aligned with the Malaysian under 21 team as well. So when both those teams pulled out, unfortunately, due to COVID, we accepted the invite from Gareth and the senior team. It's quite an awkward and a weird one for me. I guess I'll get used to it throughout the week. But, you know, doubling up with both these teams, I feel like I kind of invited myself as part of the senior team's management group. So to get the invite from Springs and Marty, our manager, to have the under-21s involved was a no-brainer for us to accept it. So the boys are excited. We've got an extended squad that will be there in Poch this coming week. But I think we know the story. We're never happy with the amount of time we get together as a team, and especially the opportunity to actually play official test matches. You know, I know it's an internal thing, South Africa versus South Africa, but at the end of the day, it's still international hockey. And for our young team, it's a taste of exactly that. And we're looking to maximize on that. And hopefully by the time we get to Namibia in August, we've had a couple of run-throughs and the boys, as well as the staff, are fully ready for Africa in August.
Yeah, and obviously, Sigs, the things that haven't happened this year for you, things like the under 21 IPT, things like the PHL, where you get the opportunity to play as the Golden Gate Gladiators in the tournament. And of course, things like Test Series and the African Cup being postponed from March when it was supposed to be in Ghana. It's a lot closer now in Namibia. But you know, it's been a year of frustration. You must just be stoked to be back on the field with the boys this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know the story, Ty. Absolutely. It's been exactly that. Just frustrating. Because every time there's a bit of excitement, you know, for something coming up, unfortunately, it's been called off. As you said, starting off with under 21 RPT, that was meant to happen about a month ago. But even before that, even this postponed under 21 African qualifiers that was originally meant to be in Ghana in March, that was a tournament that we had prepared quite well for. Both management as well as the players were really, really excited for that. And also just to travel to, you know, a country that was quite foreign to us. I know Namibia is much closer, so it will pretty much feel like just a trip up the road. But it's still, I guess, it's still a travel. So, Todd, to get this opportunity now is very exciting for all of us involved, both the senior team. And I mean, I'll speak largely on behalf of the under 21s, but I know it's the same with the senior team. Any competition, any time together, is valuable. So yeah, we're looking to arrive on Tuesday. We got a lot of training sessions in between, because we're going to maximize on the time we have together. And yeah, just try and tick as many boxes throughout the week. And hopefully, you know, by the time we leave on the 21st of June, yeah, just be a better team, I guess. We know we're not going to be perfect, and we know we're not going to tick everything. But if we can improve on a couple of things throughout the week against the best players literally in the country. And as you mentioned earlier, I think in the intro, to be playing against the senior Olympic team, to have all the boys from Europe back in, we could not ask for a better test for our youngsters. So yeah, looking forward to the week, but not too much pressure, just trying to maximize on all the time we have together.
Going to bring in Guy Morgan now. Guy, captain of the under 21s. I'm sure you must echo Sigs's thoughts with regards to this finally taking place. A great tournament to join up with, especially given the long amount of delays that you've had to go through before this point.
How's it, Derek? It's been a very interesting year with, as Sigs has said, things coming and then going, coming and going. But now, finally, this has come, and it's not going to disappear from us because we're already going there on Tuesday. And I think it's something that we've had a camp recently, like in the last month. So at least we've got a bit of a base to work off. And now we're coming in and getting to play against our Olympic squad. So I think it really doesn't get much better than that for us, especially with being the first real competition hockey that we're going to get for the first time in a very long time. And if that's a such high level, I think it just doesn't really get much better than that. So that's really, really awesome for us. And everyone's literally buzzing to get going and get to Poch. So, yeah.
I love how you almost had to reassure yourself when you said it's not disappearing because we're going down. We're going to be in on Tuesday. Almost like the more I say it, the more it's going to come true. It's not going to be taken away this time round. Who are you most excited to face in the men's side?
I think there's no one specific. I think it's just to be able to have everyone back, and that being the final team that's going off to the Olympics. I think to be able to say that you've played against the best team in your country is unreal. And I think for most of the guys in our team, it's where we want to be. So it'll be a real eye-opener to see that, to play at that level. And obviously, we're not just going there. We want to compete as well. So it'll be really awesome. I think the first game, we might have to catch a wake-up call after it. But I think once we learn from that first game, we'll really hit the ground running. And then, yeah. Yeah, should be all good after that.
Yeah, it was quite interesting because I was chatting to Jethro Eustace today just on WhatsApp, and I said, oh, that's pretty cool that you guys are headed down. You're going to take on the under 21s. He said, yeah, no, they're a very strong team, except for that Guy Morgan chap. I think he's pretty rubbish. So I reckon he's a man you're going to definitely have to take down.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've, right through from my school hockey days, he's always been there with me, helping me out. So, yeah. Hopefully I've learned one or two things from him, and then we can show him on the field.
Of course, I'm talking nonsense. You never say that. He's the nicest guy in the world. And, of course, he thinks very, very highly of you. Speaking of thinking of highly of you, there's no question that sponsors are hard to come by, given this day and age. We know just full stop when it comes to hockey, they're hard to come by, but then you bring in COVID and lack of funding, and it just keeps on adding up. So it's almost like going cap in hand to various sponsors. So CTM are very fond of you for the fact that they've continued to sponsor the series. And I mean, you must be thrilled with being backed by such a major organization.
Yeah, it's unbelievable because, yeah, like you say, it's really tough, especially, well, it was tough initially, but now, especially in the times we're going through too, now to find the funding and whatnot, it's been really, really difficult. So for CTM to come on board and help us out, it's gone such a long way. For us and our team, like, we literally had a camp in the last month, like 3-4 weeks ago. So the costs add up for us. So for CTM to come on board and then help us out in the way they have, we cannot thank them enough for that. So yeah, that's really awesome.
Obviously, people don't always, you know, we all know that SA, not SA hockey, but hockey is a semi-professional sport around the world. It's mostly amateur. And here in South Africa, it's very much so. So, I mean, a lot of the guys playing in the under 21 side are in degrees or studying. And for some, this is unfortunately probably the end of their hockey journeys. Some will go on and hockey will begin, will become something critical in their match, in their life. You know, some of them may become the likes of Justin Reed Ross, who's hung up his stick and used hockey to create a life for himself. Which camp do you fit in? Is hockey the everything, or is hockey the something on the side with everything elsewhere?
I actually had this conversation with Siggs this year. as a coach, you always ask all of us like what our plans are going forward and whatnot. And for me, hockey is definitely not something that's just on the side. It's something that really I feel pushes me, that like really challenges me. So it's something that, the way I answered it, was something, as long as I can keep doing it, I will keep playing hockey at the highest possible level. So I think that's pretty much the side I fall onto. So as long as I can keep doing it at the highest level that my body allows me to, and I can actually support myself to do it, that's how we'll go about it.
Siggs, bringing you back into the mix. Having a look, I mean, with going down, I suppose when it comes to preparations, you kind of just take things as they come now, being a coach and having experienced this long lockdown that we have had over the year. I mean, I could imagine that were you to get, say we weren't even talking about this tournament taking place this coming week, if you were to get a call now saying, listen, we want you in a tournament tomorrow, I mean, you'd gladly accept. It's just become the norm that preparations are, you just take them as they come, and you'll take any match that you can get.
Oh, absolutely, Derek. Spot on. I mean, even this now, I mean, this camp / series that we're going into this week, this was not part of our, you know, it wasn't in our schedule for the year. And only about 3-4 weeks, like Gar says, we had a camp actually about a month ago. And this one now definitely wasn't part of our plans. So when it came about, like I said, when Gareth extended the invite, it was a no-brainer. I accepted before I even spoke to the rest of my coaching staff, before I even ran it by, you know, some of the leadership guys in the squad. I then only had to explain myself after I'd accepted it. Because as you say, it's, you know, at the moment, beggars can't be choosers. Mm. We need the exposure. We need the contact time as a squad. And really, I mean, a lot of gratitude. I know you guys have spoken about CTM, but without those guys coming on board and making this possible for us, we really, really would struggle to get together and get any form of preparation leading up to, and not just leading up to tournaments. I think it's important to just get together in any way, and just constantly stay in touch as a squad. I must give a lot of credit and thank to a lot of the provinces, in actual fact, all of our provinces, because, you know, as a squad, we don't get together often, but the provinces have come on board and, you know, we're running regional high performance sessions across the country. So our national players are still able to, at least in their different regions, keep going under the same national program with the various coaches across the country. So this is a lot bigger than just, you know, the 30 guys involved in the actual team, including the staff, but the extended support we get from the different provinces has been magic.
Siggs, and let's talk about the fact that you are in both camps. How does that feel this week? Because obviously, you know, as you work closely with Gareth, you know a lot of the plans, you know the short corner calls, you know the players, you know the kits, you know... you know, the war cries. You know, how is it going to be for you this week sitting on the other side, although still sitting on that side with the team?
Very simple, Ta. It's going to be sitting on the one side. I'm with the under-21s for this week, and I cannot wait to, as Guy said earlier, just looking forward to compete. And I think the nice thing is, as you say, of course, very familiar with with all of the boys. So I think it's a win-win for both teams. I hope that we can, once again, repeating what Morg said, I hope we can compete and give the senior team some tough competitive fixtures. But also on the flip side of that, we're not just there to give them games. You know, we would like to, as I said earlier, tick some boxes and make sure we're walking out of each game, you know, in a better space than before the game. So from my side, in terms of where my allegiances lie for the week, strictly with the under-21 team. And I think the only thing we'll be sharing with the senior team is probably just the footage from Ashlyn after each game.
I mean, and speaking of which, I mean, obviously, you know, there's an element of pride here as well. You know, the under-21s should on paper never beat the national team. But, you know, what we've all experienced through COVID is there's nothing as regular. Yeah. And there's an opportunity here. Your guys won't need much help in being fired up.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you could probably ask that question to Guy, but that would be my approach to it, I guess. I think from the player side of things, I know, just before this chat this evening, we just got off a squad call about 2 hours ago. Hence why Morg said earlier, you know, there's no stopping us now. We get together on Tuesday because the boys are buzzing to get there. There's a lot of excitement, but also from my side, I mean, it's nothing to prove in any way. I think both teams are at a very different stage of their build up towards their two different tournaments. And it's literally just about going on our own business with under-21s. And I'm sure Gareth and the staff with the senior team will be doing the same thing. And yeah, in the fixtures and the games, just really, really try to implement what we speak about, what we attempt to train on the pitch before the games. I must say, I think working with the both teams, I do believe that it will be a well-contested fixture. That's what I'm looking forward to, is to see the under-21s step up, put their hands up. As you said earlier, you know, the senior national coach is there. Everyone is there. So it's a fantastic opportunity for the younger guys to put their hands up. And working closely with both teams, I think the under-21 boys definitely will do that. But I also know that the senior guys will bring the experience, will bring the intensity to the matches, as they should. And that can only mean good hockey for the spectators.
And Guy, back over to you. I mean, obviously, it doesn't happen in hockey because we generally don't get given 30 shirts. Sometimes don't even get given the shirt we're playing, and we have to give it back. But
yeah,
if this was a hypothetical situation, Guy, for you, at the end of the game, who would you be looking to swap shirts with for your collection?
I'd have to say Tim Drummond.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to ask you to tell us anything further than that about maybe the player of the tournament at the European Championships now. We'll leave that as unsaid, rather. But of course, yeah, Tim will be obviously just finished a season with Klein, Switzerland, and looking to wrap up his preparations towards the Tokyo Olympics. Of course, probably the end of Tim's international career, and spaces will be opening up for the likes of Guy Morgan, should they press on and push on. Derry.
Yeah, I just want to continue the theme we're speaking about. I mean, you spoke about swapping shirts to Guy. And Guy, I know you spoke about the admiration that you have for Jethro and I'm sure a lot of the other guys. And, I mean, you'll go into the match, no doubt, with plenty of admiration for the players. But do you feel it like going against your idols, or are you very, very pumped to beat them? Of course, you want to win. There's no question about that. But initially, do you think there will be this aura surrounding your opponents? Or, are you so used to playing them elsewhere that it's just going to be another game, a big one at that?
I think with the whole club setup and stuff that we've been playing in, and also like stuff like PHL, we've all had the opportunity to play against most of the guys in that Olympic squad. So it definitely won't be a first for most of us. So I think, yes, for most of us, most of our idols are within that team. But I think we've had the opportunity to play against them before. So I think comes now this series, I think it's just going to more be, like Sig says, we're not there to prove a point or whatever. We're there to tick boxes. But it is always nice to show people what, try to get one up on them every now and again. So I think that's what we will be pushing for.
And of course, the other aspect of it is the fact that you're not just playing against the SA men's team. You're playing against the SA men's team that are headed to the Olympics. So in a sense, it's also a bit of a rehearsal, not a rehearsal, but a challenge for you, because in 4 years' time, there'll be the next Olympics. And were you to shine this time around against the SA Olympic squad, you could be Olympic bound in the near future.
Yeah, I think that's Sig mentioned it earlier as well. It's a massive thing. I think that's why guys are buzzing even more than they would be normally, because we've got the opportunity to firstly play against the Olympic squad and then also get the opportunity to show ourselves to the whole coaching staff of that SA men's side. So I think there's just a lot to play for. There's so many reasons to be hugely excited to get involved this week. So I think the guys are going to come in and got to leave it all out there.
Sig, for the uninitiated, just going through the format once again, the dates and the number of matches of the series.
Yeah, Derek, we're playing 4 games against the guys. So it's the 16th, 17th, and then we break on the 18th, and then we're back on the 19th and the 20th. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, break Friday, back on Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be a cracker. Ty, it's going to be fun, eh?
Look, I can't wait to see it. It's great that it will be streamed. It'll be a fairly basic stream, but it will be streamed, so everyone will be able to watch it free of charge, probably on the SA Hockey Association Facebook page. Go and watch our Olympic stars preparing for Tokyo. They haven't had enough opportunity. And go and watch our under-21s as they prepare. And this is not just for the Junior World Cup. This is the future of South African hockey, with a man who's going to help guide them there. Sig, as always, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for the time delay that I asked you for. We wish you and your team the best of luck this week. It's going to be an absolutely entertaining, exciting, and obviously for you guys, quite a thought-provoking week. Of course, at the same time, you guys have also been running a crowdfund. We know that the senior men have been doing stuff with match kits, and you can go check that out on any of the players' pages. But you yourselves have also been looking to raise some funds. Is that something you guys are still doing?
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Thanks for bringing that in. That would have been my parting words. Yeah, we are still running our crowdfunding page. And I must, once again, I mean, we've shown a lot of love to CTM, rightfully so, this evening. But the amount of support we received from the hockey community has been amazing. No matter how much, no matter how big or small, it all adds up. So yes, our crowdfunding page is still up, and opportunities like these, like this series coming up now, through the funds that have been raised, we've been able to get together again in Poch. So I cannot express our gratitude towards everyone who's contributed, and maybe not even contributed financially, but just by sharing our stuff on your different social media platforms, really, really helps. So yes, still running our crowdfunding page. It's on all the boys, all of the staff's different social media platforms, but definitely on our S-Under-21 Instagram page for anyone who's looking to continue helping us out there. And just, yeah, Ty, Derek, if this is my last opportunity to have a couple of words, so thank you guys. for what you continuously do for us as well, not just the under 21 team, but the fact that we get to sit here on a Sunday evening and just share stories and get the your platform to be able to get our word out there. Once again, guys, massively, massively appreciated, and keep up the awesome work. Thanks again.
Ah, the pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, we're always repeating those words, and it really is, Sigs. I mean, we get thanked a lot, but really, we just get here and get to chat hockey, and it's really not that hard a job for us to do. The job is what you guys are doing out there day in and day out, being able to perform at the best of your capabilities without many sponsors on board, and more importantly, without much money around. So to be able to continue doing what you're doing despite the many, many challenges you face is truly incredible. So hats off to you and your team. Just a complete side note, seeing as I kicked off the show with it, did you watch any of the tennis, Djokovic and Tsitsipas?
I wanted to comment on it, but then remember Tao went on a 10-minute introduction. So by the time he was finished, I thought we were past the tennis. But yes, I'm not a Djok fan, but I have massive amounts of respect for him. I was watching with my brother. A lot of respect for Djokovic and fantastic final. I'm a Roger fan, and he's still one off. So I'm hoping Rog pulls it back in the next one and breaks away from both Djokovic and Rafa. So great final though. Yeah,
it really was, and it interests me because Djokovic famously gave up milk and a whole lot of other things a couple of years ago, and gave up dairy. And I'm a massive milk lover, and I've always thought about that. If ever there was a chance for me not to drink milk anymore, it was because of watching this guy in action. Do you take well-known sporting personalities and use it in your coaching regime to use as examples to explain to players, you know, look how dedicated this person is to the cause? I mean, he's willing to literally give up anything that has taste in order to go and win every single major available. Would that be an example of something that you could use?
Oh, absolutely, Derek. I think you're definitely not the only one. I think, once again, Gar shared earlier the chat him and I had. I mean, we speak a lot about sacrifices, you know, and it's obviously such an awesome platform when we get to see professional sportsmen on a daily basis, you know, being so successful and obviously, yeah, trying to not emulate what they do, but, you know, you can only learn from that type of stuff. And you ask me personally if there's anyone I look at like that, not so much from the current, you know, not from the players, but obviously from a coaching perspective, you know, football is a big one for me where, you know, I wouldn't say maybe the lifestyle of the managers or the coaches, but just how they go about, you know, working with their teams. And not to say that it will work with the teams I work with, but, you know, input and advice or experiences from other people, you can use them or don't use them. Some work, some don't work. But to just be naive to them and not even be willing to look into them, I think is a bit foolish. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Pep Guardiola, the Manchester City coach. But being a Chelsea fan, I'm falling in love with Thomas Tuchel, our new manager.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy, a really, really cool bloke. And yeah, I hear amazing things about the football managers in the world. Funny enough, there is a guy who I spoke to not too long ago who was heavily involved in sports administration. And he said the greatest person he's ever spent time with over the course of a couple of days was Carlos Alberto Pereira. Who at the time was the Bafana coach that was in the build-up to the 2010 World Cup. He said the guy had a mind second to none, and not just in the football realm, but elsewhere too. I'm going to just finish off with Guy posing the same question to you. Anyone out there in the sporting world do you aspire to be like, and not necessarily just in the hockey frame?
I don't think there's anyone specific or even sports-specific, really. I think we each have our favorites from each sports code, and you just try to take a bit out of each of their, like what they do and how they go about things, and you just take a bit out and try to apply it to yourself. So I wouldn't say anyone specific or even sports specific, but yeah, more like a broader thing of all the sports that I watch.
Well, I can guarantee you in a couple of years' time, there'll be some young hockey players out there saying that they aspire to be like Guy Morgan and Sigs Ntuli. Because two greater guests you couldn't ask for. Gents, it's been an honor having you on the show. Enjoy the series against the SA men's side taking place in Potchefstroom. Those dates again, the 16th, 17th, 19th, and 20th. And a massive thank you once again to CTM for making it all happen.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having us. Have a great one.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, looking forward to Derek. It's going to be an action-packed week. And, of course, it's 40 days to go to the Tokyo 2021 European Championships. So done and dusted. We can now watch that, see how we've done, see how we stack up against the top 8 teams in Europe, and then go to Tokyo and show them that we're even better than that.
Ooh.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. And wouldn't want to miss it.
Yeah, I concur. Really, really excited for everything to unfold over the course of the next couple of weeks. Good luck to Guy and Sigs over in Potchefstroom. Enjoy the series. Good luck to our SA men's side also in the series. And, of course, over in Tokyo. And as you, the fan, enjoy every single second of it. Thanks for joining us for another show, another big announcement. We'll be back for more in a week's time. Cheers.